Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, GSU E&I Radio, and we're live from the Demo Day, the Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund Demo Day. And right now we have a guest, Savannah Samples with Angel Assistance, who was part of cohort number one, the original, the OG. Yep. Welcome, Savannah.
Hello. Thank you.
Well, tell us about Angel Assistance number one. Let's get that out of the way.
So we are a household assistance and child care service that tackles the daily to-dos in your home, whether you are a single busy individual or a crazy chaotic family of six, we can do your to-do list.
And then talk about why you got involved with Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund cohort number one. What drew you to that? How'd you even become aware of it?
Yeah, so honestly, I was thinking about that just now listening to pitches, and I don't even remember how I applied.
Showed up one day.
I am a graduate of Georgia State. I actually graduated from the College of Education and Human Development, but I did know Jackie Davis previously, and in my head, I'm making the connection of that's how I found out about Main Street.
So then they said, hey, there's some money here to be had if you do this, and you're like, eh. You just threw your hat in the ring and said, let me give it a shot?
Actually ran after it and said, I need that.
So where were you at in terms of the business pre-Main Street?
So we were doing pretty well. I just think I needed some mentorship and guidance on how to get funding and just how to grow my business. One major issue we have is just learning how to scale properly and make sure we're going the right direction. So
having gone through it, and now you're seeing this new group come in. Have you been able to talk to any of these folks here?
Yeah, I actually got here. I'm also a teacher. I'm a fourth grade teacher. So I have a double career. Mm-hmm. I actually got here a little later and got set up. But my plan is to meet a few people. I did listen to some pitches, and I'm excited to hear them follow up. So
now when you're seeing them do the pitches, is this like a triggering thing for you? Are you getting flashbacks?
Yes. Actually, waiting for the Q&A, my heart kind of dropped for them because that was the worst part.
So now coming out of Main Street, were you able to get more funding? Like how did your business grow when you left Main Street?
Yeah. So actually, unfortunately, right when we left Main Street, COVID hit. And we went from...
That wasn't part of your plan, your roadmap?
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, don't you think it would have been, but it wasn't. We went from dozens of clients to two in 2 weeks. People didn't want angels going in and out of their home.
Right.
So that was very... It was almost like watching your own stock market crash in your own bedroom. Like, just getting all these emails like, no, thank you. And then we've been slowly recovering, but we had this really unusual pivot to virtual learning pods.
And then, so you kept the same team or some of the same team?
Yeah, we actually had to let go of a lot, unfortunately. A lot of our angels, just because our clients at that time, but we are building back. And thankfully, most of our angels found another niche during that process. So I checked in with a few, and there's a few that actually have new career paths. So that's amazing.
So now talk about the learning pods. How did that come about, and what is the service?
Yeah, so when we hit two clients, I was in emergency mode in my brain. And we decided, since we do have children that need childcare and they weren't going to school, to provide that facilitation for the kids that were working at home while their parents were working at home. So we just partnered a few families together that decided to create these quote-unquote bubbles. And we facilitated the learning day inside of our families' homes.
And then, so this is a virtual that's all done via like a Zoom or one of those?
Yeah, so we just had to make sure the little kids stayed on Zoom.
And then do you learn some techniques on how to engage a kid via Zoom?
Yeah, let me tell you, that transition from virtual pods to the actual classroom was a lot easier due to that.
That's right. What kind of tricks were you pulling out to keep a young person's attention?
Oh, you know, you need a little bit of bribery, a little bit of, if you get this done, then we can do this. You know, then every now and then it's just like, hey, cut it out.
Now, is one of the lessons that you learned going through this process and just kind of pivoting with your business is that you just got to figure out a way. Like, you don't just say, okay, that's it, we're done. You just kind of figure out another way to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if I could go back to virtual learning pods, I probably wouldn't. But I know that I have a passion for my company, and to keep it going, I had to do what I had to do. So thankfully, that actually helped grow our relationships with our kids and clients because we were with them every day during the school day. So I just used that as a relationship builder during that time.
Now, was it something that as your business gets back to some semblance of normal that you'll have this kind of an element to it where there's going to be some virtual element maybe?
Potentially. I think that we could potentially branch off into like tutoring and stuff like that. However, I am not a fan of having young children on screens all day. So I would like to not do that if we can help.
Right, but it might be a good service for maybe older kids.
Yeah.
Teenagers or something like that to teach them different things.
And there's actually, we learned a lot of our kids that a few of our kids are on this autism spectrum, mm-hmm. and they excelled during virtual learning.
Right. It's funny how that you start learning some stuff that maybe you didn't anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you need more of right now? How can we help?
We definitely need more funding still. We are still working on building an app, and we want to be able to branch out into different cities and just get a feel out there of how people are using help after post-COVID. So we're looking for a partner potentially for mentorship that has the funding and expertise in business scaling. So if you're out there, we need you.
Now, any advice for a young person maybe having a college experience to, you know, take the plunge and try being an entrepreneur?
Man, I think that every entrepreneur and business owner I've met that is truly after their passion did not plan it. So I know if you're living in your calling and living your dream, you'll find it. People will be placed in your life that you least expect, like MK here at Main Street, that just believes in you before you believe in yourself. And that's what keeps you going.
And that's another learning is that your network and the relationships you make are valuable. Even if the startup doesn't work out, those relationships are real and they're going to be able to kind of bear fruit down the road in ways that you may not expect.
Definitely. Our network is very important. Don't ever be afraid to use your network. Don't ever be afraid to ask questions because the worst you can get is a no.
Good stuff. Well, congratulations on all the success, Savannah. And if somebody wants to learn more about Angel Assistance, what's the website?
Yeah, we are angelassistance.org, and we're Angel Assistance ATL on Instagram and Facebook.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. Good to see you again.
All righty. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at Demo Day 2021.